overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Afternoon, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. That's the last time I'm going to do that.
Is that new? Is that new?
True.
Wow. Have you added that in? Have you added that? That's nice.
NBC. Welcoming back our returning war hero, Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
Is this what happens to you when you're off for 2 weeks?
Feels like we've been off for
so
like
excited
a month.
To get back on.
I'm so excited. I just can't believe it.
I know.
All right, so you went deep sea fishing. You're in South Florida.
I went to Florida. See the parents. My brother, niece, no nephew this time, unfortunately.
Right.
My partner in crime was... took an extended stay at summer camp this year. Couldn't make the Florida trip.
Yeah. Did you go to summer camp as a
kid? I did.
Yeah, I never went.
But I didn't go to
I didn't go to sleepover. I went to daycare.
Like all the
joining
kids.
Joining us in studio, I should announce Rob Sherwood.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Rob. Oh, yeah, there
we
you go.
Started the Facebook show a little bit early.
Right, sorry.
Comedian, stand-up comedian who's sitting down.
I am. I stand up for my job. I don't want
to. Rob Sherwood. Yeah, for the 20 minutes that you work tonight.
That's killing me.
When you get older, you think you'll just do 17 minutes?
I'll do 17 and I'll sit down then.
You got a tight 10?
I'll get wheeled out.
Also joining us, sports commentator extraordinaire, Amal Shah.
How are you guys?
We'll calm it down a little bit.
I appreciate it.
So, Jeffrey, yeah, you're just waking up.
I was going to say.
He's got good morning
I
voice.
Took one look at him. I said, you're beat up, aren't you?
Yeah, I need some coffee, but
it's been a rough few weeks, but otherwise that good.
Well, can you tell us where you went?
Yeah, I was in Madrid, Barcelona, Bombay, and so.
Now, India's got some stuff going on there. Like
heavy rain, heavy
like
rain.
A few hundred people died. I mean,
listen, let's be honest. There's about 1.3 billion. You're really not going to notice a couple hundred.
You're the most non-Indian Indian person I've ever met.
It's like the Costanza line. How many people do you lose on a cruise ship? You know, 10 every time.
How was Barcelona?
Fantastic.
Barcelona's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It was fantastic. I had a great time. I spent a lot of time at the beach. Kind of reflected in my voice. I came back a few days ago. Actually, I came back Friday morning, and then Saturday I went to Dallas, and I came back late last night, and he called me Friday to meet him up, and I said, yeah, my flight landed at like 8:30. I said, I'll be there. I went home, and next thing I know, it's 5 p.m.
Yeah. Well, I told him all that we've been doing our live podcast at Sapphire Pool and Day Club. On Dean Martin Drive, formerly known as Industrial. And the new thing for Sapphire this year is it's topless. It's a topless pool. Not topless, but topless. Yeah. So we're there. If you want to join us this Friday from noon to 2, it's kind of an open bar, kind of free vodka and free beer.
That's terrible.
Which is great, and the food is great. But I have to tell you that I was there. I went to the bar. Jason Ebbs said, why don't you go over to the bar and get a wristband and get some cocktails? I go to the bar, and this is the last thing you ever want to happen. I run into a friend of mine. I'm not going to say his name.
Thank God.
There with his wife, and his wife is topless. And she's got these boobies that are like down to her pupik, as we say in Sweden, down to her pupik. And I'm like, she wants to give me a hug hello. And I'm like, just get your wife out of here.
Awkward.
Your wife. Awkward. And then Jeffrey says, she's good looking, you know, if they were nice looking boobies.
Yeah, then you wouldn't be so offended. Right?
Then you're like,
come give daddy a hug. Come give daddy a big hug.
Come to papa. So we're going to be at Sapphire's pool. But Amal was supposed to join us. We shot a video commercial there for the world's most expensive Jello shot.
Can you explain that? What is that all about?
Well, they're supposed to be $1,000 a piece.
What?
And they're made with special ice that comes from a glacier.
I'm sorry, $1,000 a shot?
A shot, yeah.
And what's in it?
That's the concept.
Because it comes from a glacier?
Yeah, and the drink is a specialty drink. That you can't find the whiskey anywhere. It's like a rare whiskey, and you know, like Pappy Van.
So after you get wasted on one,
I guess. I mean, we were just shooting the video. The video is actually for the machine that makes the Jello shots.
But so you don't even have a person, a real mixologist making you a $1,000 shot. You have a machine making it.
Well, that's the concept to sell the machine that makes 20 of these Jell-O shots at a time. They're not all the world's most expensive. That was the concept for the video.
20 G at a time, huh?
Yeah, that in theory.
And how many did they sell?
Well, we were just shooting the video. Oh, we didn't have it for sale yet.
Oh, it's no, not.
We're
oh, they're
shooting
not actually
the commercial.
For sale. Oh, okay.
And so we hired a bunch of models. Some of them showed up. Others did not.
I don't know. Some what are I don't know what you're talking about.
Some are
about.
Not dependable. But Amal was supposed to be in the commercial as well, but he overslept. We were going to put him in just because he loves boobies.
Were you going to put him in a bikini as well?
And I'm convinced that boobies can solve all the world's problems.
Do you?
Yeah. Send topless women to the Middle East. The world will be over.
Have you seen what they do to women in the Middle East?
How can you be mad at anybody when you've got boobies in your face?
You have seen what they do to women in the Middle East, right?
Well, I haven't. But I know all you can see is their eyes. I mean, we've got eyes. Rob, what's your opinion?
I have none.
Paging Dr. Burka. Dr. Burka.
I think you've been out in the sun.
I've been out in the sun. You've changed colors on me.
I know. I've been playing a lot of golf. I'm working on my game.
How's the golf game?
My game's good, yeah. Almost down to a 10.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So a little bit of an intro. Rob Sherwood has been the opening act for Carrot Top for 12 years?
Well, about almost 13, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a nice gig.
You think you're going to get it right?
I hope so. I keep trying every night. I try every night.
Harder and harder.
It's getting harder and harder. Try to remember my act.
Any new material?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I'm doing new stuff.
I remember when you used to talk about your kids and your son having the car accident and
now he's older and I don't do that much anymore because he works with him too.
Oh, he does.
My son works with Scott. Yeah,
what's he doing?
He does his sound effects and everything and all the stuff up in the booth.
Oh, he's got to be on his game.
Oh, he's got to be on. No, he's definitely
such a big part of the show.
Well, yeah, there's two other guys that coordinate all the sound in the video, and he's got to pay attention.
I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. If you've never seen Carrot Top, you need to see him, because if your perception of Carrot Top is that he's just a prop comic, you're wrong. He's just so much more. He's a brilliant stand-up comic.
Well, he is. He's great.
And he's topical, and he freshens the act all the time, and he's just one of these people that thinks funny.
Yeah, he is.
And he's just funny.
Well, every night he's trying to come in and
I have
something.
Not seen him.
You've never seen
him? I know. I need to come see
him. He's hilarious.
Let me know. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
that.
Whenever
you want to go.
Yeah. You guys are dark just one night a week?
Tuesday.
That's it.
Yep. Well, we do like 4 weeks on and we do 1 week off. So we have two more weeks and then we're going to be off for a week in September.
So maybe I'll go in the next couple weeks before you guys
go
dark.
Yeah, we do like 4 weeks in a row.
We'd invite him all, but he can't sit still that long.
Stand-up comedy I love. I have so much respect for stand-up comedians because I think it is so difficult. Listen, in theory, everybody wants to be funny. But to be able to write something humorous that engages people, makes them laugh, is really an art unto itself that I don't think enough people have an appreciation for. Because I actually, as much as you're criticizing me for that, when I lived in L.A., I used to go to the Comedy Store. I love stand-up comedy. Big fan.
Yeah, being a comedian is so tough. Developing your material, the timing.
It takes time.
I just got done watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
I got to tell you, man, that is a great show. A lot of fun. I understand it's loosely based on Joan Rivers. I don't know if it really is, but Jewish girl growing up on the Upper West Side in the 50s, husband is attempting to become a comic. He's terrible, even though she does everything to help him. He bombs one night. It's the night before Yom Kippur, and he leaves her.
Oh, really?
He leaves her. I can't do this anymore. I got to go.
You got to see the show, Rob.
It's unbelievable.
It's so good.
Yeah.
What is it on? Netflix,
Star.
No,
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
And now they're doing a second season. They're doing a second season.
They're starting a second season.
The second
season winds up being a terrific stand-up, and she befriends Lenny Bruce.
Correct.
And Lenny Bruce kind of takes her under his wing.
So they have real.
And they get arrested.
They have real historical comics in the
show. Yes.
And the stand-ups are really funny.
It's kind of like, have you watched I'm Dying Up Here?
Yes. I am, and I like this better because it's less drama, less soap opera-ish.
Yeah.
That's my only critique on I'm Dying Up Here, and which, by the way, Brad is just terrific. And Brad Garrett.
He is.
Sitting here, Rob's significant.
When he comes in from L.A. and he's talking to Goldie, right, in her office?
Yeah. Oh, and he has a stroke, and his acting was just phenomenal.
Yeah, he was really great in it.
Yeah, Brad was just phenomenal. Brad Garrett, tallest Jew I've ever met in my
life.
Yeah,
he's a tall man.
He's a big Jew.
Big Jew. Big Jew on campus.
Anyway, so I think we've introduced everybody.
What was your weekend like?
Well, it started off on Friday at Sapphire's pool and day club drinking.
Topless Sapphire.
You didn't start your weekend on Thursday this week?
What did I do on Thursday?
I said, how was your weekend? Well, it started on Friday.
It started on Friday, yeah. Sometimes it starts on Thursday at Big Dog's.
I know.
On the patio. But No, it started on Friday. We shot the video at 8 in the morning, and that went great. It was a lot of fun. Shout out to my friend D.C. Crenshaw from Chicago, who came in with the crew on the Jell-O shot thing.
Did that go right into open
and
bar?
And then we went right into the open bar, yeah. 12 to 2. Then I went home and passed out, I think.
Sure. I would imagine.
Probably passed out after that. And then over the weekend, I saw that crazy movie, Crazy Rich Asians.
How is that?
I kept calling it.
It's
very funny.
I saw it with my mom and dad yesterday.
You saw it too?
Yeah, it was
funny,
great.
Right?
It was fun, yeah. Entertaining, very easy. Like, leave your brain at the door, entertain yourself for a couple hours. Interesting story, kind of fun.
Yeah,
cute.
Yeah, yeah. My girl Melissa suggested, let's go see it. I said, oh, okay, all right, let's go see it. But it was much funnier than I thought it was going to be. First all-Asian cast since the Joy Luck Club movie was made.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
You know, which is kind of amazing. And the guy from Hangover, what's his name?
Ken Jeong.
Oh, who, for some reason, was a judge on America's Got Talent a few weeks ago.
And he's also a doctor.
In real life.
He was a doctor, yeah.
In real life, he was a doctor.
But getting
and
back to what Amal said.
Give that up to be comic. That doesn't make
about
sense.
About stand-up
He only
comics.
Started his comedy career like when he was 40, 41.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
There's still hope for you, John.
About 3 weeks ago, Sapphire's invited me to the Sapphire Comedy Hour to just MC.
Oh, I saw that. I saw it on Facebook that you were MCing the show. I should have come down to watch that.
I could do 5 jokes in 5 minutes. That's my thing. And I've said before, actually, I said to Gallagher one time, I really respect what you guys do, which is keep people laughing for an hour and 10 minutes or an hour or, you know, however long you do it. It's hard. I mean, you get people staring at you with it. You know,
What's everyone looking at?
It's like the lions and the Christians. It's like, what's everybody looking at?
How'd you do?
Make me laugh, funny boy. Well, it's the tough room. One of the comics said to me after, if you get a chuckle in that room, you've done well.
Why is it tough?
Well, there's just naked people, really.
Well, and it's in between the turnover before the Chippendales or whatever the male strip show is.
Yeah, men of...
So when you're sitting there, all of a sudden, hordes of women are coming into the room, and you're going, what is going on here? Because they don't tell you that, and you go, oh, there's going to be something after this.
And the MC guy didn't show up, so I had to be like the MC guy through most of the show, and they go, oh, go tell another joke.
You're just telling street jokes.
You know, I had material in like blocks. You know, like three-legged chicken jokes, three-legged pig jokes.
Really?
Yeah. I tell them in like sets. You know, like jokes that go together. You know,
first the animals.
Moves through the animals all the way through bestiality.
Mineral, vegetable.
To old people.
And getting back to how did you do?
I think I did. Well, they said I got a chuckle.
Oh, you got.
And then one
good?
One said I was the funniest person there. But that also includes Leilani Coconuts, who's, you know, the burlesque stripper. And the magician guy who makes birds come out of his ass.
Yeah,
what?
Which, believe me, is talent.
But it reminded me why I'm not a stand-up comic. Because it's really hard.
It is hard.
It's really hard to do.
It's hard when you're first starting.
I mean, you know, when you're first starting, you've got to put your stage time, you put your hours in, and that's why everybody wants to get up and do stage time.
Which is why, and that's the only way you get good at it. You can't practice at it.
I have a question for Rob. You know, I see so many comedians, and, you know, they'll have a good, like, skit maybe for 2-3 minutes. And to be able to have an entire set that's really good is impressive, like you talk about doing, like, 15-20 minutes. But when you are writing the jokes, first of all, is it something that has to strike you in a manner that, A, obviously you deem to be fancy, no question, but then do you kind of try it out on some people that you trust in your inner circle? How do you kind of come to the conclusion, hey, this is going to work on stage?
You don't know until you try it.
Okay.
Most everything that I write is stuff that's actually happened to me at some point in my life.
Easier to relate
to. And usually what I do is I kind of cheat a little and I'll say it to some people. Like, I'll try to and see if they laugh. And if they get, and usually I'm pretty good at knowing what I think is going to work. And then you kind of tweak it when you're on stage. But most of the stuff that I do is stuff that's actually happened to me in real life.
Has your style changed over the years?
Oh, I'm sure it has
a little bit. I'm just curious.
Yeah. And with him, it's fun because I get to do a lot of crowd work. Because people people are being seated.
So you're just
being. What's your name? Where are you from?
Not too much of that, but every night. At least 20 people come in after the show actually starts, which is why I'm there.
Right.
I mean, I'm there. My name's not on the marquee. I'm just there. So they're all in their seats and ready to go when his show starts.
Now, when they come in late, do you go after them?
A little bit. If they're down front, I'll make jokes about them, ask them where they were. But it happens every night, which is surprising to me because people don't know that he doesn't come out at 8 o'clock.
Right.
So they would be coming 8-10 minutes into Carrot Top if they didn't know.
If you weren't there.
If they didn't know there was an opening act. And they don't know there's an opening act. So sure. I'm always like, I've seen people come 20 minutes into his set.
Oh, my God. I'm like, how do they let him in?
You just paid money to see a show and you're showing up 20 minutes late?
How long is his show?
I do 17, 18 minutes, and then he does about an hour and 15.
Mm.
So the show's over about 9:30, 9:35.
Does he change his show from night to night?
He has stuff every night, depending on what's going on in the news and stuff. Sometimes he's too up to date, because sometimes he's doing things in the news that people in town haven't even seen on the news because they're not watching the news.
You do realize this is Las Vegas, where current events are anything within Las Vegas.
Right. Like, or they don't realize what happened in the news that day because they're just not watching the news.
Right.
He'll do something that he goes, I saw this on the news, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, I'm not sure anyone else did. So sometimes he's a day or two ahead of where he should be doing it, so everyone knows what's going on. But he adds stuff all the time.
We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
If you want to be an adoptive parent, it doesn't matter if you're a little different.
I'm a box troll.
Oh, really?
What you look like.
Your ears aren't pointy.
I slept on them funny.
Or what you sound like. You just need to be there. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care don't need perfection. They just need you. Call 888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Hey, we're back live.
Hey, how are you, everybody?
Stop. You're talking about Rob Sherwood's ass.
Oh, no.
And Bobby doesn't even tell us that we're back on the air.
Birthday wishes to Robert Plant from Fred Zeppelin. And also, we're
thrilled. How old is Robert Plant now? He's 70, right on the number?
70.
Really? Okay.
Also, Aerosmith coming to town.
Yeah, I saw that. And Queen.
It's going to be huge.
In fact, go to that show.
With Adam Lambert?
Yes. I'm telling you, we saw it in Nashville.
Aerosmith.
I've heard a couple people tell me that he crushes.
He comes out. It's awesome.
Are you talking about Adam Lambert? Or are you talking about
Adam Lambert?
Adam Lambert.
Because it starts with We Will Rock You. And then he comes. Right. And I don't know how they're going to do it at the park, but in the arena, the stage is shaped like a guitar. So the body of the guitar is the main part of the stage. And then the neck of the guitar is like a runway that goes out into
That's
the arena.
Cool.
And he gets to the end, and they're doing We Will Rock You, and he stops the band. And he goes, I know what you're all thinking. And they're like, I'm not Freddie Mercury. And he goes, no
effing way.
And the crowd goes crazy. And then he goes, now, let's have some fun.
Good for him.
And they start off, and he is amazing. I mean, he is. He well, look, he's not going to be Freddie Mercury, but
no one is.
With costume changes and his energy and his voice, it's a great, and it's all the hits. I mean,
and it's all the original cast, the other band members.
Well, the movie should be coming out soon.
Roger Taylor on drums, and Brian May, and they have a new bass player, but they also have a second drummer. Okay. That helps out a little. He plays percussion, and then they do a double. It's a great show. It's just.
Well, Jeffrey with a G hooked me. I just saw my first show at the park, which is Stevie Wonder.
Oh, how was that?
Jeffrey with a G hooked me up with some tickets.
Yeah,
great. Stevie
Wonder. I wanted to see that. Yeah, I knew we were cool. Working those.
And it's a nice. It's really a good place.
It's a nice arena. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we were in one of the boxes. Thank you, Bob. It was really cool. It was really great.
Yeah, it's a nice theater.
What's nice about
the
theater is
good.
You really can't get a bad seat, which is nice.
We had the bento box.
He said that you're in the VIP area with some food, and you guys had a really good time.
Oh, it was fabulous.
And that's
anyway.
Where Aerosmith is going to be there also, right?
Or are they? Yeah, I think Aerosmith's going to be at the park, which would be great.
So what's going on now?
Dude
all the bands.
Like a lady.
I think I've seen Aerosmith more than any other band, except maybe The Dead.
In Boston?
Yeah, but back in the day when they were still partying, like in Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah.
Shout out to Don Marino, my roommate.
From Worcester.
A few things going on here in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Just a few things. Okay.
Tonight, Friday, 9 p.m., Kelly Clinton Holmes hosts her open mic cabaret at the Bootlegger. Some of the best amateur professional singers in Las Vegas. No cover, but reservations are strongly suggested for dinner. Also tonight, 7 p.m., I don't know if any of you guys have gone to the dive-in movies at the Cosmopolitan, but I haven't gone either. It looks kind of fun. Tonight they've got Baby Driver.
Thursday. They show them at the pool?
Yeah. They show the movies at the pool.
You float around and watch a movie?
Yeah, I guess so. Thursday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., Big Dogs Draft House presents Stoked for Charity, Brews and Music benefiting the Candlelighters Childhood Cancer Foundation of Nevada. Clint Holmes and Earl Turner perform this weekend at Westgate International Showroom. Also, our friend comedian George Wallace, who was on with us a couple weeks ago, is at the Westgate all week. I be thinking.
He's a very funny man.
Yeah. Really is. We went for lunch, late lunch after the show, and he just keeps me laughing. Another big dude.
Yeah.
Not Jewish, though.
Nope. I don't think so.
Misbehave Game Shows, a naughty interactive game show at Bally's Backstage Showroom, hosted by Misbehave. Comedy show is really something you have to see to believe. One of the funniest shows in Las Vegas. It's interactive. The audience winds up throwing things at the host and music contests.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Misbehave Game Show at Bally's. It's wild. It really is wild. Really.
Nothing like having something thrown at you while you're watching a show.
Well, they give you the stuff to throw at them, and the co-host guy is like a circ guy, and he's doing aerobics and aerial stuff. It's hard to describe
on the edge
the
of your seat kind of stuff.
It's hard to describe the show, but I really want you to go see it.
Okay.
You know, get a group of people together.
Where's that at?
At Bally's.
Oh, okay.
In that back room stage.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that?
That's the one. Is that the one where Tom Green was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if Tom. I think Tom is doing dates here and there.
He moved over to Harris. Yeah.
Moved to Harris, but I think you just have to check calendar because I think he's in and out. Friday, 12 noon, Vegas nonstop is going to be live at Sapphire Pool and Day Spa. Happy hour from noon to 2 with complimentary vodka and beer. For free limo and free admission, visit our website at vegasnonstop.com. Our friend Michelle Rothstein gave us a little item. Saturday, September 15th from 7 to 10 p.m., an evening of epic fun at the exclusive fourth floor of Top Golf Las Vegas.
Ooh.
A great place.
That is a lot
of
fun.
Like Top Golf?
I love Top Golf.
I got some buddies coming in on Friday from Jack Daniels.
My daughter's getting married in October, and they're doing the bachelor party. Coming for the weekend, one of the days we're going to spend at Top Golf.
The place almost has nothing to do with golf.
not really, but the games are fun that you can play.
Yes.
Oh, there's different games. I've only gone as a driving range.
Well, it's...
But there's different games within.
Within the games, they're like each one of those things, that those circles...
Targets.
Yeah, they're targets.
How close you get.
You play to hit the target. It's like darts with golf.
Right, so you get points on the outside and more as you get closer.
And then you move on to the next circle and then the next... Yeah, there's all sorts of... It's awesome. It's a lot of fun.
I know, the food was good, too.
The food's really good, yeah.
Anyway... Saturday, September 15th, guests are going to enjoy a hosted cocktail bar, culinary delights, lively mixed games, a spiritual readings by Spirit and Spark, Michelle, live entertainment from Lydia Ansel, and a chance to hit a few balls. We're just going to let that go.
I stepped on a rake.
It's going to be a memorable night as they chip away at childhood obesity. I didn't write this. Creative Change has provided the first health and nutrition curriculum approved by Clark County School District, now being taught in select elementary schools along with our Healthy School, Healthy Life programming, which includes planting edible gardens. I've done that. Chefs in Schools, Let's Move Fitness, and Pop-Up Produce with Three Square. That's Saturday, September 15th. And if you want more information, go to our website at VegasNonstop.com. Oh, at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club, Cindy tells us Percy Cruz, Shuli Egar, and Kyle Ray.
This week at Brad Garrett's.
This week at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. College Jew in show business. And also, I want to mention last week, Jeffrey went to Charlie Palmer's Steakhouse again.
You did.
For the three-course steak dinner with
Bottomless
Wine.
He had the cut of the week.
At the Four Seasons. If you guys have never done it, you two drink wine.
I just got my email.
We love wine. We love wine.
Sydney's like waking up. Yeah, we love wine.
Wine? There's wine? She doesn't care about that.
They just sent me their cut of the week for this week.
COCW cut of the week.
So starting tonight through Saturday the 25th.
What is it?
First course is a red butter lettuce with pears and gorgonzola. And that is going to be married with a vino verde from Portugal, which I happen to love. Main course is a petite ribeye with a chimichurri, which will be married with a cabernet also from Portugal. And then they're going to have a couple sides and a beautiful chocolate mousse for dessert. $58 online for the whole meal and bottomless wine.
With bottomless wine.
Wow.
At the Four Seasons. You bell it Four Seasons.
They bell it at your party. Bottomless wine.
And that Portugal wine was very good.
And here's, I love Portuguese wine. And here's the best part. You know, a lot of locals, we've sort of been hesitant to go to the Strip because they're charging for parking now. No charging at the Four Seasons. Pull right up. Take your car, walk right in. The restaurant's there. It's beautiful. It's easy. It's a great, it's a gorgeous room. Yeah, probably the best deal in town.
Shout out to our friend Richard Feminella from Charlie Palmer's Steak.
Mars Steak
and
Night.
Chef Lalo.
Yeah.
Lalo.
Yeah, you can make a reservation on Open Table.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you're not going to be sorry for $58 three-course steak dinner. Anyway, I know Amal is chomping at the bit here, and you guys want to start talking a little bit of sports. So let's start with a little Major League Baseball, starting with the American League. In the East, Boston Red Sox leading the Yankees by 9.5 games. Jeffrey with a G.
Listen, I think the division for the most part is pretty wrapped up, and obviously I don't think the Yankees are going to lose their grip on the wild card, although they have a four-game lead over Oakland. I think the bigger story here are the injuries that are starting to mount up for the Yankees. You know, eventually those become insurmountable. You're already missing Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Didi Gregorius goes on the DL.
Those three taken out of any other baseball team would end a team's season.
Correct. And yet these guys are 30 games over .500.
Right, they're still hanging in there. And they don't know when Judge is going to come back. And now Gregorius getting hurt yesterday?
Correct.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I know. I know. They can't get out of their own way right now.
Well,
now the Red Sox are starting to mount up some injuries. Chris Sale went back on the DL again. He just came off. He pitched one game. He went back on. For my preference, I hope they keep him there for the rest of the season and let him rest.
I'm not completely convinced he's injured. If you look at Sale's numbers traditionally, he's really struggled in August and September. And to me, if you're Boston, look, if you don't win a World Series this year, the season's a failure, and you need Sale to be healthy and ready to go in the postseason. There's no real reason to pitch him now. You're going to have the best record in baseball. You're going to wind up with home field advantage throughout. I think it's a situation where instead of addressing questions of skipping him, any kind of little, you know, nagging injury, what have you, you just kind of let him rest and say, let's go. We'll be ready in September. I think he's a guy you'll see make two starts in late September, regular rotation.
Just to get the arm back?
Yes.
And the timing back?
Yeah, exactly.
Is he on the DL?
He's on the 10-day DL.
Oh, he is.
But what was weird is they put him on 3 weeks ago. He did the 10 days. He came off. He started, pitched a gem of a game, and then went back on the DL, which is kind of weird. I don't want them to keep, you know, playing this herky-jerky game. Let him sit and rest for a month, like Amal said, and then have him pitch those last two starts towards the end of September, just so the arm is, you know, sort of warmed up and his placement is back. I mean, he's already got 150 innings on the arm this season already.
I can't believe they haven't lost more than three games in a row all year.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Here's a little tidbit. J.D. Martinez went 0-3 in Boston's loss to Tampa Bay, snapping his streak of reaching base successfully in home games at 51 straight, the third longest in club history.
Well, I'm sure he'll take it given his numbers this year. He's putting up ridiculous numbers.
It's a ridiculous team this year, and I'm not a Red Sox fan. I'm a Yankee fan, but to watch this team and go, this is unbelievable.
And what's funny is you look at a guy, a transaction in the offseason like a J.D. Martinez is what changed it around. When they lost that big bat, number 34, Big Poppy, after he retired, the team sort of missed their identity. And now with that big bat in the middle again, he's making everyone... I mean, Mookie Betts is having a ridiculous year. He'll more than likely win the batting title. He's going to be top three MVP candidate.
Who's the MVP?
Betts.
I can't disagree with that. I mean, Betts or...
he does it all.
Yeah, Betts or JD.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to take another quick short break, come back with more baseball, some NFL. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
You won't forget your birthday. You shouldn't forget the law. All young men need to register with the Selective Service System within 30 days of their 18th birthday. By registering, you keep yourself eligible for federal loans and Pell Grants, jobs and training. So don't forget to register. Visit SSS.gov on your computer or smartphone, or pick up a registration form at your local post office. It's quick, it's easy, it's the law.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24-7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
A slow tribute to Robert Plant's birthday. But it is Robert Plant's birthday. 70 years old today from Led Zeppelin. Anyway, John's got here on Vegas Nonstop. Talking baseball, a little Major League Baseball and American League. In the Central Division, Cleveland Indians are leading the Minnesota Twins by 12 games, Jeffrey with a G.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they have it the Central wrapped up. There's not going to be an issue there. They actually start a very... I won't say crucial, but a very interesting four-game series with the Red Sox tonight, as these two teams could very well meet each other in the postseason. Tito Francona, obviously very familiar with his former club. There's definitely a lot of, I'm not going to say tension, but there's definitely a lot of draw. Like, this is going to be a very hotly contested series from both sides.
Amal?
I would agree with him. I think this is going to be very interesting. And I think if you're Cleveland, you've got something to prove just simply because... You know, the Red Sox are going to be a team you're facing in the postseason, and I think they're going to want to do well in this particular matchup. Tonight, you got Kluber going against Porcello.
Two 15-game winners, which is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, should be an interesting matchup, but right now, it's just hard to go against the Boston Red Sox, and it's one of the lower prices you'll find on Boston, particularly at home.
At home, yeah. Minus 10 cents tonight. Yeah. I'm curious to see how the Red Sox react or play. You know, Cleveland comes into the series knowing they don't have to face Sale. That's a huge sort of relief off of them, even though even if they did lose the one game, it wouldn't mean... I want to see how Boston responds without their stud out there. You know, they're going to put Porcello out there. They're going to put... well, Price just pitched last night. They'll probably put... I can't even think of the rotation anymore. Rodriguez, the new guy they brought in. And it'd just be interesting to see...
Nathan Eovaldi.
Oh, and thank you, and Eovaldi. But it'll be interesting to see how Boston will handle them, but... I'll tell you, that Boston lineup from top to bottom,
They're scary.
We have Jackie Bradley Jr. in the 9 spot tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, he's usually in the 8 spot. Let's not act like he's leadoff hitter material, buddy.
I understand, but he's been playing very well as of late.
Well, you know what? When we get in the room and we talk about who's going in the Cooperstown, you can stand up and give the speech for Jackie.
I won't give you the Jackie speech.
Okay, thank you.
But from top to bottom, from Mookie to Jackie, it's a pretty complete lineup, Rafael Devers is on the DL now as well.
Listen, I'm just giving you a hard time.
I love it.
About Jackie Bradley Jr. like you confused him with Mookie Betts, that's all.
But I'm saying you got him in the 9 spot.
Well, he's got to hit somewhere if he's going to play the field.
Well, you know you want that glove in the field.
I didn't say you didn't. I just didn't want his bat at the plate.
anybody go to the Boxing Hall of Fame over the weekend? Or anything? Anybody watch anything about the Boxing Hall of Fame that was here?
Why did we go to boxing?
I love boxing, but boxing's got too many issues to discuss. I want to get to the NFL, and
we're going to go through. In the West, we've got the Astros leading the Athletics only by 1 game. Jeffrey,
I think Oakland's going to take that division. I really do. I love the way they're playing right now. Houston's battling a ton of injuries. Lance McCullers is down. Verlander hasn't pitched well lately. Keuchel hasn't been the same. Springer was on the DL. Altuve was on the DL. Correa's on the DL. I think, and I said this to Rob when he came in, I think we're going to see Houston and New York Yankees in a 1-game wild card playoff at Yankee Stadium, and you'll see Severino against Keuchel or maybe Verlander, and the Yankees are going to win.
You know what's amazing to me is Oakland, back in late May, they were about 15 or 20 to 1 to win the division. Don't quote me on the exact number. They were in third place, sitting behind Seattle and Houston.
Well behind,
somewhere around
8 or 10 games.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it didn't look like they had a prayer. I mean, when you look up in the standings, and this team is 1 game behind, it's really unbelievable. You have to give them credit. And you know what? Just like sports, like life, it's very much momentum-based in the sense that you're doing extremely well. Teams are on a roll. Confidence builds. Confidence grows. And teams start to play better. And that's what we're seeing out of the A's. They did lose that 1 last game against Houston. But overall, this team has just been fantastic.
Is that in your book?
It is not in my book. But
what's
the name
of your book again?
Life is a Mindset. Great title. Book sucks, but great title.
Who wrote it?
Hey, I did. Man, I'm a straight shooter. I'm going to tell you right now, the concept is phenomenal. Life is a mindset. Everything is about your mental approach. Now, the rest of the book is
garbage.
You're
waking up.
I went after you
on your book, and I got you to wake up. We're out to dinner one night. And Amal starts talking to the waitress. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm an author.
Hey, listen, man, sometimes you got 30 seconds. You got to give your best sales pitch.
30 seconds in.
It's my philosophy. That's why I never go out and buy women drinks. What's the point? I don't want to wait 20 minutes to find out they're a lesbian, they have a boyfriend, they have a husband. You get to the point, you're going to give me the ditches or not. It's strictly
an
aesthetic decision. They're going to make that decision within 5 seconds. Listen, this is my standard line. I go up to them, meet them, say, hey, how you doing? Listen, I got to go meet Jeff and Rob, my friends over at Bellagio. I got to bounce. Give me your number. I'll give you a call. She's going to say yes or no then. Why am I going to waste another 19 minutes and $20 to find out the answer might be a no?
Did you drink a five-hour drink during the commercial
break? No, I just woke up, man.
National League East, the Atlanta Braves are leading the Phillies by a half a game. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
I love watching this Philadelphia Phillies team. They're a lot of fun to watch. Yeah, youngsters like Reese Hoskins at first base and Adubel Herrera and some of these other guys are just a lot of fun to watch. This is a fun team to watch.
Hey, they really are. I mean, this National League is great because it's wide open. The postseason National League, I can't wait to see. I'm a little bit disappointed. My World Series prediction this year was the Red Sox and the Washington Nationals.
Wow, talk about underachieving.
Yeah, give me credit. The Boston Red Sox are about to potentially set the record for the best season of all time. So before you let's not go too crazy there. But, you know, here's the thing with Washington. It's disappointing is that they have immense talent. I don't drink energy drinks. You know that, Jeffrey.
It's a good thing, too. Yeah, I don't even know what that would be like. Oh, my God.
The National League is wide open. And don't discount the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, I think they're done.
My Chicago Cubbies in the Central.
I don't think they're winning the Central.
Leading the Milwaukee Brewers by 3.5 games.
They'll find a way, and they're dangerous. Look, here's the thing. When you look at the Dodgers, the Cubs, even Washington, if they were somehow to be able to sneak in.
Who's the Cubs' number one pitcher?
I don't know.
John Lester. Yeah,
Lester,
of course.
Right?
Okay, and he had a great beginning to the season. He has not pitched well as of late. And don't get me wrong. I'm the biggest Lester guy in the room.
Now, here's another problem. I mean, right-hander, triceps and elbow injuries.
Yeah, and we had that conversation before the season started, right?
Yeah.
If Darvish can remain healthy was every conversation we had when we heard about
it. It didn't matter. or it doesn't matter if he's healthy. He's not that good. 6 years, $126 million. That guy might as well have gone into a bank and pulled out a gun. It's the exact same thing.
Correct.
Just like
the money
average.
We gave David Price.
Not so good for the Cubbies.
No,
but they are 3.5 games.
And the Cubs can't get into any sort of a rhythm where they're winning 8 of 10, 12 of 15. You just don't see it. It's not.
Is Bryant still on the deal?
Oh, he hasn't played. I don't know if he still is. I think he might be.
Yeah, they're 5-5 in the last 10 games.
That's what
Cubs.
I'm saying. And that's been their MO since the All-Star break.
But so is everyone else. Well,
we got to get Mike Bryant in here.
Bryant is on. Darvish is on. Smiley is on.
Colorado's the hottest team
by
in
the
National League right now.
Don't underestimate this injury right here, Morrow. That's a big injury for them.
Yeah, he's right about that. And also, you mentioned Colorado. That was phenomenal in terms of what they were able to do going into Atlanta and getting a 4-game sweep.
Yeah, they're 8-2 in the last 10 games.
Diamondbacks on the West are leading Colorado Rockies by only half a game.
Half a game.
I'm hoping the
Dodgers are only 2 games behind.
I'm hoping the Diamondbacks make the postseason. If anybody here in Vegas wants to go to the postseason, much easier to get to Arizona and get a ticket than it is in L.A. at Chavez Ravine.
Jeffrey, you want to talk something else about playoffs?
I was just saying in the National League is going to be so much fun to watch because
it's wide open.
You literally have 5 teams that are within a game and a half of each other. And I'm going to discount the Dodgers because I don't think they're going to do it because they always choke. I like St. Louis to jump the Cubs in the Central and take over there. I think you're going to have Philadelphia. I love Colorado right now. Philadelphia and Colorado will play a wild card game. And I think Colorado beats the Phillies and goes on to play probably St. Louis, and Atlanta will play Arizona.
I couldn't tell you who's going to win right now in the National League. I think it's that close. It's too hard to tell. It's going to come down to a couple things. If a team gets a critical injury here in the last 5.5 to 6 weeks, and if any team gets on a roll. You know, Rob brought up the point about the Rockies. I want to go back to that. To get a 4-game sweep and on the road in a first-place team's home ballpark is just absolutely amazing, especially when they've got something to play for. It's not like they went into Baltimore or they did this against a team like that, against the Miami Marlins who are playing dead. And so to really be able to do that is just impressive. And this can be a very entertaining last 5 weeks of baseball in the National League.
Yeah, you got 6 teams in the National League. They're all fighting for the wild card within a game and a half of each other.
That's amazing.
Any other baseball? Jeffrey?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of baseball.
But we're going to take another commercial break and come back on football. But unless you've got some. Come on, give it to me.
Go ahead.
What else you got?
Go ahead. Come on.
All right, we're going to take another commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop. When you got something, go ahead. What do you got? What do you got?
He's got a commercial.
He's got a commercial. All right, we're going to come back right after this.
Damn it!
Commercial break.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Vegas Night Stop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. 20th day of August, 108 degrees outside, but it's a dry heat. We've got plenty of football. Season's almost started. We've got a couple of exhibition games that have been underway. Jeffrey with a G-line one. What do you want? Where do you want to start on football?
Well, I know Amal wants to talk about the Raiders, but I mean, I'm liking what I'm seeing from a lot of these young quarterbacks. Did I say something wrong?
That you're liking what you see on young quarterbacks.
You know, I'm waiting to see if whether or not the Jets are going to start Sam Darnold in week one. I like Mahomes in Kansas City. I think he's got a great opportunity. I think that offense could be really something special this year.
I think they're going to be able to really put up some points in KC because of Mahomes. He's got Ty Hill on the outside, who's got tremendous speed. He can run past any defense.
Kelsey at tight end.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're going to be
Kareem in the backfield.
They're going to be more competitive. Listen, this is a team, if you like to bet overs, this is a team you're probably going to want to get involved with. Defensively, they're going to have some issues, but offensively, they'll put up some points. You mentioned Darnold. I'm not quite as high on Sam Darnold as everyone else is.
I'm not either.
And here's the thing. Everyone talks about Teddy Bridgewater. Oh, you know, you can trade him. Why would you trade him? He's only 25. He's in his fifth year. He might be your franchise guy. How do we know Sam
Darnold
is?
He's the one that should be starting.
Did any of these people watch Sam Darnold play Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl? I don't know why you would have drafted him that high just based
on
that
table.
He got smoked. And that team's got a team. They had pros all over the place on that defense. So, to me, I wanted to just quickly touch on Jonathan's team, the Chicago Bears. You've got a quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, from my high school outside of Cleveland. He's NFL. He's going to be not for long.
I mean, never heard that before. Wow. NFL not for long.
I mean, it's... I don't.
Listen, why do you say that?
What? Because you got to be able to throw the ball more than 9 yards down the field. I mean, you've got to.
Why, this guy can't go deep?
He doesn't. I mean, he's like Captain Checkdown Alex Smith Jr. in my opinion. I mean,
he's a good game manager.
He's game manager. Game manager is great, and you got a phenomenal defense. But I don't see them having the Jacksonville Jaguars defense or the Minnesota Vikings. So I'm not as high on obviously the Bears. Nobody is really that high on them. I mean, I think it's a team. If they have a great year, they win 7 games, maybe 8 games. But I want the Raiders. Here's my thing. I know everyone in Las Vegas is excited because the team's going to be coming here. But John Gruden has got 100 wins versus 87 losses. Vince Lombardi's not walking in these doors, people. let's be real here for a minute. Last time I checked, he's got one Super Bowl ring, which is great. Congratulations. Obviously, that's more than many other coaches. But these guys are acting like, you know, Phil Jackson just walked in to coach the Lakers and Black Mamba and the Diesel are in the house.
He's been off the field for 10 years.
Yeah, about not that long, but I think 6 or 7 years. I have to check the exact years. No, because I think he was coaching back in 2000. Yeah. Eight.
Well, your point is, well, everybody here in Las Vegas, not everybody, but a lot of people are excited that the Raiders are coming.
That's
tickets
good.
Are
no,
on
it's
sale.
Great. Yeah. Well, you listen, all you got to do is give a kidney and you'll be able to afford one. I mean, it's, you know, and then even then you might still be in the parking lot. But yeah. I mean, the PSL is driving me nuts, but that's another story.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I know it drives you nuts, but I'm going to assume that all PSLs drive you nuts.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but it's the world that we live in, you know. In other words,
no, actually, it's not. If people just stopped going to games, you wouldn't have that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen because
well, why would you stop going to games?
Because I never go.
But the
well,
corporations
you can't sit still.
Gentlemen, this has nothing to do with you, me, or Rob going to the game. It's the corporations that are stepping up and dropping the big dollars to entertain their clients, to advertise their brand, to get into the new stadium and be a part of what's going on here in Vegas.
Well, listen, anything is a hot commodity initially when it's new, especially like the Vegas Golden Knights were this year. My big question with the Knights is, they had a phenomenal, phenomenal year in their first year.
Yes.
They probably are not going to be able to duplicate that next year. What's going to happen
or
to
ever?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't say ever, but what's going to happen in 3 years when they're fighting for a postseason spot and they're not a potential number one seed? Are people going to still want to pay $85 to sit up in the nosebleed seats?
Can we stay on football?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Patriots, your New England Patriots are still 7-1 to win the Super Bowl. Vikings behind them 10-1. Eagles behind that at 10-1 also. And they've got the Rams, the Steelers at 12-1, and the Packers 14-1.
I really like the Vikings this year. I love that defense. They have speed on offense. I don't know. I like what I've seen from them from last year. I think New England's going to have some issues this year. I still say, you know, being a fan of the team, there are some residual issues stemming from the Super Bowl, the head coaching changes or the defensive coaching changes, and Josh McDaniel leaving and coming back. I think there's some dissension between Brady and Belichick still with the Garoppolo move. Butler not, you know, playing in the game was a big divide on the team in the locker room. I don't know. I just think they're going to have a hard time with chemistry.
Robbie, who do you like?
You know what? I've really lost a lot of interest in the NFL.
In football?
Yes, because I
can't. With the whole kneeling thing? Or just...
No, the kneeling thing has absolutely nothing to do with it. It's the quality of the game. It's the rules. It's I don't know what a catch is. I don't know what a fair tackle is anymore.
It's a terrible product.
I watched 5 minutes of a preseason game, and there was four. They had to look at turnovers. They had the game. It's impossible to sit through a whole football game.
Well, I mean, it's a good question with your head being down.
Do you tackle a guy if you can't? I don't even know how you play the game anymore with the rules.
Well, even the announcer said that
you hit too high, you hit too low.
Starts,
you led with your head, you hit him in the head.
It's football. Right.
I mean, Smash Mouth, we call it Smash Mouth for a reason. Because you get your mouth smashed in.
And last year, they really lost me with all the rules. And then I started watching a preseason game one night, and 5 minutes into it, there were three. They had to look to see if there was a legal hit, if it was a catch. It was every turnover gets looked at. Just let the refs do their job and play the game. And if it's really controversial, let the coach challenge it.
Well,
they're looking at every play now. Instead of just challenging a play.
Isn't anything in the red zone automatically reviewed now?
Yes. No. Yes,
in the red zone.
Yeah, I think any touchdown is reviewable.
Any touchdown is automatically
any turnover
review,
is reviewable.
Correct. Doesn't have to be challenged.
It's like
anything
inside
of 2 minutes.
It takes forever to watch a game. You can't.
If you had to pick a team, who would you pick?
If I had to pick a team,
yep.
I mean, I'm a Dolphin fan, so I'm not going to pick them.
I was in South Florida this morning. Their own sports page in the Miami Herald had them finishing 32nd in the league.
They're awful. I don't even know what happened to
them. They got Frank Gore as their running back.
That was a good move. I'm glad they find every washed-up football player that they can find.
And this just in, the Redskins just signed Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Did they really?
Oh, yeah. They signed him?
Yeah.
Listen to Rob's
11th year?
Sorry. He's been around. God, he was at Oklahoma. I think his first year was 04, 05, somewhere like that. But, you look at, to Rob's point, he's right. The league, you got too many things. Listen, it's football. It's a dangerous game.
They know that going in.
That's exactly. And you know what? If you don't want to play it, hey, I got no qualms about it. But let's just allow the game to be what it was. I mean, 30 years ago, they used to sell NFL's hardest hits. You don't see those on VHS anymore, do you? You know, it's like.
Weren't you a Cowboys fan?
I'm not a fan of anybody.
unless they're paying you.
He's a fan of Team Amal.
Yeah, it's exactly. Well, to answer your question, when I was in Dallas covering the Cowboys, my favorite team was whoever was playing the Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of the Cowboys, what do you think of them this year?
They're going to be as good as Ezekiel Elliott is. I've said all along when Dak Prescott came out of college, I don't think he's that good. He benefited from the fact that he played with a Hall of Fame tight end, Jason Witten, a phenomenal offensive line. And a phenomenal running back.
And a stud rookie running back.
Yeah.
Is Dez Bryant going to stay there?
Or is
he already gone?
No, he's gone. He got
released.
He went
to Cleveland?
No. He hasn't been picked up by anybody
yet.
Cleveland
hasn't signed him either.
Nobody's signed him yet. Dez is on the sidelines thinking how great he is, but unfortunately for him, the key is when you think you're great, somebody else has to agree.
True. Yeah. And Josh Gordon says he's going to be okay to play, so he's going to come back.
Hopefully he can. More importantly, hopefully he can get his life turned around. Immense talent, but he's only played in about 5 games in the last 3 years.
Give Baker Mayfield, Dez Bryant, and Josh Gordon?
I'll tell you right now, I like Baker Mayfield.
You do?
Yes, very much so. I think he's going to be a very good quarterback.
What about the kid from Louisville, Lamar Jackson? I like him.
He might be a nice guy. As a quarterback, he's garbage.
Why don't you marry him?
and does the Clemson kid from last year who got hurt
Deshaun
from
Watson.
Houston, how was his second year after the injury?
Well, it'll be interesting to see because I think coaches have an opportunity to kind of gauge you on tape and see what you can do, but he's got tremendous talent around you.
We've got to wrap this up. I want to thank Amal Shah for coming in. Always a pleasure. Good to see you. Get some rest. Get some sleep. Rob Sherwood appearing almost nightly with Carrot Top at the Luxor Hotel. Otherwise, you can find him on the golf course. Jeffrey with a G delivering fish anywhere that you might find him. If you see us out, please say hello. Eat well. Party hard. Fridays over at Sapphire Pool from noon. Go to our website, Vegas Nonstop, for free admission, free limo stuff. Eat well. Party hard, my friends. Thanks for watching. Like us. Share us. Share us. Like us.